Face off to the left to Dostal. We'll remember his third period performance as well as a great one by John Gibson before he left, feeling a little under the weather after 40 minutes of playing time. This game's going to come to an end, and it does right now, and Lyubushkin gets into it there. And the officials are doing a great job here, just pushing away. There's no need for Nico Hischier to start anything up here. The Ducks win impressively 5-1. We will be heading down to the locker room momentarily. Take a break, and then you'll hear Emerson and Alexis Downey back in Southern California with a nice recap, some thoughts on the game and the way this went.
Yeah, what a solid effort. It was a complete game, full 60-minute effort here for the Anaheim Ducks. They were simple. They just played hard here tonight. Their footwork was outstanding. They had great jump, first to a lot of loose pucks, and they played with a puck a lot. So just good signs. I mean, to come out of that last game at MSG down 5-1. You lose that game 5-1. You have a comeback effort the very next game against a very solid New Jersey Devils team. Win this one 5-1. This is a huge, just a confidence booster for this Ducks hockey club.
Yeah, a nice way to spend a Sunday evening here in the state of New Jersey. And again, we'll just be awaiting Ryan Strome, who will be here momentarily. And Emerson Edom will visit with Ryan. And Ducks had to move some people around, too. And turned out pretty good here, including Ryan Strome playing in the center spot, right?
Well, and that's why it was an open door of opportunity for a lot of guys. Ryan Strome filling in that number one center position. He was so solid in the faceoff circle. Hey, is this kind of signs of what's to come? Who knows? We're going to have a fortunate opportunity here to talk with Ryan and maybe get some insight on how he feels some of these calls from a coaching perspective will be made, because a lot of guys answer the bell.
All right, just waiting for a little get-together here with Ryan Strome following an impressive evening here in New Jersey. Ducks 5 and the Devils 1. Devils out shooting at Anaheim 29-27, but even that statistic very close. And just a good all-round effort. I'm sure head coach Greg Cronin and the coaching staff have to be pleased with a lot of things that they saw here from start to finish. And just waiting for the signal to get downstairs. And then as soon as that's over with, we'll take a commercial break. And then Emerson have a chance to visit before we hit the bus and get the plane and head to Detroit, Michigan. Alexis Downey will join Emerson in just a moment or two after the upcoming commercial break. But want to get this visit in downstairs before we take that commercial break. And just a nice evening here. This is nice. On this road trip, team plays solidly, and one of the better team efforts I've seen all of this year.
Yeah, once again, to see who was out of the lineup for the Anaheim Ducks. Leo Carlson, as part of his resume, he is taking the night off here tonight, and you know, just hopefully he's getting that load management kind of thing, you know, just all straightened out, and he comes back and really takes this Ducks team to the next level, because having him back in the lineup, continuing this momentum along with the other key pieces that are about to enter into this Ducks lineup and really take this team to a whole nother level. I mean, if they can continue to carry on those habits shown here in today's game,
yep.
I don't see why they can't put together a nice 5-6 game streak here of solid play, and I look forward to it.
All right. Don't forget 3:30 airtime, California time. Ducks in Detroit. Here's Emerson with Ryan Strome.
We're fortunate enough to be joined by Ryan Strome. Stromer, thanks for joining myself and Steve up here in the booth. What does it feel like? I mean, to have not so good play the last stretch, to come in against a really good, really young and skilled New Jersey Devils team and to play how you played. What's the overall feeling like in that dressing room?
Yeah, it's good. I think, you know, we've done some good things. The results, I don't think, have been there for the way we've played. So it's good to get rewarded for effort. I mean, it's a results-oriented league, right? And when you're not getting the results, you get frustrated, you get down to yourself, you lose some confidence. So, you know, nice for us to get one. We had some big nights from, you know, Rico, Killer, Troy, some great plays by them. And Gibby was awesome for the first two, and Dossie came in. So, you know, a lot of good things tonight. I think the special teams was good. It was just overall a good effort. And like I said, I think we've had a ton of games go the other way this last you know, 10 or 12 games. It's nice to get rewarded tonight.
And you had some very solid play, in particular that face-off circle. We don't have the official stats through three periods, but you were darn good through two. What was that overall feeling like? Just your level of play, what you brought to tonight's game? I mean, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, going from wing to center is not the easiest. And Mac T has obviously been out for a while now, so been a ton of different line mates. So I know that, you know, tonight playing with Killer and Troy, I think just try to be responsible defensively. I feel like, you know, for the most part, really didn't give up too much on the defensive side. And that was kind of my main focus against such a high-octane team. So just trying to find ways to help out any way I can. The puck's not really going in right now, so I got to try to find ways to contribute and help the boys get 2 points. And really proud of the guys' effort tonight, I think, like I said, especially after you know, getting beaten down a little bit lately. It's good to get some confidence rolling into Detroit tomorrow and hopefully, you know, try to go 500 on this trip.
Well, you played great, Stromer. Your teammates played great, earning the 2 points here tonight. Good luck against Detroit tomorrow night.
Thanks, fellas. We'll see you on the Bird.
All right. Heading to the Bird here. We're going to take a commercial break, and then I guess you could say Emerson and Alexis will tweet each other since we're talking about Birds. Have a final thought or two on what happened here this afternoon at Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. Again, the final was 5-1 for the good guys. I'm out of here. Listen for the next few minutes, and then we'll head by airplane through a lot of rain on the East Coast to our next destination, Detroit, and again, 3:30 California time pregame, 4 o'clock play-by-play. I want to thank Paul. I want to thank all the folks at Skyview in the state of Arizona. And we're out, and Emerson back with Alexis in just a moment here on Duckstream.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. O-N-S. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/TakeTheOath.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
To the postgame show here on DuckStream, Alexis Downey here with you in Southern California, and Emerson Edom on site in New Jersey, where the Anaheim Ducks just took down the New Jersey Devils, a 5-1 win, the biggest win margin of the season for the Ducks. And Emerson, this has got to feel good for the guys, three games into this road trip, to finally get a victory, and it's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, just what this Anaheim Ducks team looked at like from a roster standpoint. I mean, just guys with an open door to take advantage of some serious opportunity. Ryan Strome moving to that number one center position. You got Brett Leason filling in on that second line. Big changes. You got Jakob Silverberg filling in that fourth line right winger role there, and I thought everyone just put all that kind of noise aside. It's just whatever line that they were a part of, they just made the most of it. Max Jones, from that second half of the game, from that mark, he just really turned on the burners. Some great speed shown yet again from Frank Vetrano. I just thought everyone, this was one of the few games this year where I felt everybody was rolling, including John Gibson, who unfortunately had to leave the game due to what seems like some kind of illness. So Lukasz Dostal does a fantastic job stepping right in and continuing on what John Gibson started.
Well, Emerson, let's get right into the highlights from this one, starting in that first period, probably the Ducks' weakest period of the game, but it was a fight between Ross Johnston and Kevin Ball that really maybe got some momentum going for the team.
Devils get the puck and will finagle it all the way down the ice, shot down by Marino. Here's New Jersey gathering the puck, goal behind the net, a centering feed, and we're going to have a fight in front of both benches. A fight featuring two players, one of which you can't really tell the number on it, down in the area between the two benches. A lot of wrestling around and still trying to get free, trying to get a better look at it. That's Ball, and Anaheim is fighting back. That's Ross Johnston, who pounds away with a couple of rights and a left, which put Ball down to the ice, and then Johnston fell on top of him, and you just sensed something like that was going to happen with a couple of the events so far in this game.
Well, Emerson, you have been talking about when the fight placement has been happening in games, and this one, it seemed to really work in the Ducks' favor.
Yeah, the past few fights, it's been maybe down by three. I saw one game, the fight occurred at around the four-goal mark in separation. It's just you got to drop them earlier than that. And what happens tonight? Ross Johnston with a prideful effort in that scrap there. He got the better of Ball there, and to be quite frank, it wasn't even close. So just a good, solid performance, and it happened earlier, as you mentioned, and it's just something that's got to continue. This is just a game in which the Anaheim Ducks, like a lot of their losses here in this last stretch, they got to learn from this. Like, what did we do to accomplish this defeat of the New Jersey Devils, whether it was the scrap, whether it was everyone just putting their prides aside and filling the roles that they were called to do so? I mean, just it's a feel-good win here for this Ducks team.
Now, one of the big parts of this game was Adam Henrik taking on his former team in the New Jersey Devils, and it was scoreless into the second period before Henrik got his seventh goal of the season on the power play, redirecting Pavel Minchukov's shot in front of the net.
Ducks have possession, go side of the net, backhand shot, and that one went wide off the catching glove side of Schmidt. Puck shot from the point, they score! I think Adam Henrik redirected the shot from out near the blue line, put towards a net by the young defenseman Mintikoff. And Anaheim grabs a lead on a power play early in the second. It's 1-0.
Now, this game saw quite a few four-on-fours, and Adam Henrique's second goal of the game coming during that. He was in front of the net, and it went in at 11-17.
And Lacombe just made a great defensive play on Holtz to break that scoring chance up. Terry, front of the net. Oh, and Mintikoff switched to a backhand in a blink of an eye after being on a forehand and hit the goalpost.
Mintikoff with a cross-body backhand that hit the weak side post, and here he goes again.
Shot, save, rebound, score! That's Adam Henrique again. And the Anaheim Ducks have scored two goals here in the second period, both by number 14, and it's a 2-0 Anaheim lead.
Emerson, what can you say about Adam Henrique's play in this game tonight?
He was just a player for the Anaheim Ducks team that you had a good feeling about. It seems like he, anytime the spotlight is on him, he just rises to the occasion. He's done it quite a few times earlier in this year. And look at, I mentioned his shooting percentage there, high numbers. Anytime you can get around the 13-14% in shooting percentage, you're doing a lot right there. You're picking when to shoot at the right times. And look, he's just been so good, particularly around that net front. It's a place in which head coach Greg Cronin wants to see more guys get to. Max Jones was doing it a lot more here tonight. Troy Terry was taking the puck more to the net here tonight. So that's got to be a common theme for this Ducks team from here on out. More bodies at the net in order to pounce a lot of what we saw Adam Henrique pounce on here tonight.
Well, Emerson, I know that you're going to have to get going after this second goal, this next goal that we have from Michael McLeod, but anything else from this game tonight that you want to talk about on the end of the Anaheim Ducks play?
Well, this is, once again, just a feel-good win for this Ducks team. A lot of solid individual efforts, and that's what it's got to be. More Ducks players showed up here tonight than quite the last stretch. So it's just going to have to continue. There's been individuals showing up here and there. This was a collective group effort, a team effort, and a huge 2 points.
Now, Michael McLeod would have the next goal to cut the lead in half for the New Jersey Devils, 19-16, just before that period ended.
Here comes the double attack. They score! A feed in front for Michael McLeod. I think it's the first time I've heard his name on the broadcast. Great pass to him. Beats Gibson cleanly, and the double strike late in the period cut the Anaheim lead in half. It's 2-1.
The Ducks out shooting the Devils in that second frame, 10-5. It was also 2-1 in the favor of the team. Moving into the third, Alex Killorn had a fantastic goal, 4:14 into the third period, off a nice pass from Jackson Lacombe.
Well, that puck deflected off Nemitz's stick, almost towards the goal pad of their starter, Akira Schmidt. Lacombe in front of shot, they score! What a pass by Lacombe on the right wing wall to the right of the New Jersey goaltender. Saw Killorn just waiting for the pass to come his way, and he stepped it by their goaltender Schmidt. A big time goal, 3-1 Anaheim early third period.
Alex Killorn getting a big-time goal, but it was also Troy Terry who had another big-time goal, essentially solidifying this Ducks win. 9:56 into the third period, just taking it through the neutral zone, going one-on-one and putting it in the back of the net.
Fowler just turned the puck over behind the net. Jack Hughes centers it. They go behind the net with it. Simon Nemitz. Then a shot off to the right side of Dostal hit the side of the net. And the Ducks will clear to center ice. Killorn waited there. Here's a break for Anaheim and a shot. They score! How about that shot by Troy Terry to put Anaheim up 4-1?
So the Ducks up 4-1, but they still had one more in them, and it was Adam Henrique getting his very first career hat trick. A shorthanded goal, 14:12 into that third period.
Here's Dostal putting his right pad out as the puck will slide to center. The Devils' goal is empty. Ducks shoot it, score! Attaboy! Anaheim makes it 5-1. And is that who I think it is? Adam Henrique gets his third goal of the game. Some of the Devils fans who know him quite well from his playing time here years ago throw some caps and hats out. A big night for Adam Henrique. It's 5-1 Anaheim.
Truly a storybook night for Adam Henrique getting the hat trick against his former team in New Jersey, the place that he was drafted back in 2008. The Anaheim Ducks getting a 5-1 win tonight on the road in New Jersey. Now, they were outshot in this game 27-29, but ultimately having the upper hand, especially through that second and third period. And we are going to talk about all of that and more after the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Thanks for joining us back on the post-game show here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson Edom had to go jump on the bird, as Ryan Strome called it in that post-game interview, and head to Detroit as the Ducks will be taking on the Red Wings tomorrow night, that being Monday, to finish out their four-game road trip. And they're going to be riding some momentum with the 5-1 win tonight over the New Jersey Devils. They were catching a Devils team on the later half of a back-to-back, going into this one with high hopes, especially after what they went through against the New York Rangers in their last outing on Friday. So really exciting to get back in the win column for the Ducks as they are now 11-19 on the season. And we have to get to our text messages from those of you listening. As always, thank you for sending us messages. We love to hear your thoughts on the post-game show. So the first first one for tonight. Couldn't have picked a better night to get a W, and they put an exclamation mark on this one, helping beat my dad's Devils team. Happy to say I have the bragging rights in this household tonight. No Carlson, no Zegras, no Drysdale, no Mac T, no problem. Henrik Hattie and Dostal comes in relief and picks up right where Gibson left off. The Quack Attack is back. Great game to build on. I love that message, and I love that you now have the bragging rights in your household over your dad. That's always so fun. That's the beauty of sports. And awesome that the Ducks were able to pull this out without all of those names in the lineup. Leo Carlson, Trevor Zegras, Jamie Drysdale, Mason McTavish. Now, obviously, Leo Carlson, a healthy scratch tonight as a part of his development plan, not playing in this game. He is expected at three games a week now, as GM Pat Verbeek has told us. He shared that with me on an episode of The Beaker recently and has shared that publicly. So I would expect that we would probably see Leo Carlson back in the lineup tomorrow in Detroit, but good to give him a night of rest. No Zegras, no McTavish, no Drysdale. That was something that we talked about a little bit in the pregame show. Steve Carroll sharing with us that, in quote, they are very close to returning. So hoping that we might get to see them soon. I know that very close could really mean it's hard to tell, but I'm taking that as we're going to see them soon. The Ducks have a long homestand coming up all around the holidays, so that will be great if they're able to be a part of some of those home games. And if any of you are coming in attendance, you will hopefully be able to see some of those guys back in the lineup. And, of course, I just want to mention that was Plagues' text. Thank you, as always, Plagues, for sending us messages when you do. And congrats to you on getting the bragging rights tonight. That's awesome. So, let's talk about this game a little bit that we saw, and specifically just kind of go through some of the things and start go period by period, anything that really stood out to me from this one. Obviously, at the top of the mind is Adam Henrik in this one. I mean, coming into this game, he had the most career goals among active players without a hat trick in his career. A lot of goals, a lot of games played, and no hat trick. So just how fitting that he was able to get the hat trick tonight in New Jersey in front of people that maybe still, you know, have a soft spot for him. I'm sure that was very special for him. A power play goal, a shorthanded goal, and an even strength goal. Big goals tonight for Adam Henrik. And I actually received a message from our Ducks PR team in regards to that, that he is the fourth Duck in history to score a hat trick with goals at each strength. Frank Vatrano earlier this season doing the same back on October 28th against Philadelphia. So some good news on that end as well. And here's one more stat from our Ducks PR team that they also had, that I also received from them. The Ducks are one of two teams the last 10 seasons to have multiple players score hat tricks with a power play, shorthanded goal, and even strength goal in the same season. So that's a bright spot for the team, and they've scored a couple hat tricks this year, which is always exciting, and especially exciting when they're at home. So hopefully maybe the next one comes at home, but we'll take a hat trick anytime we can. All right, let's take a look at this game, starting with that first period. And not to down the mood, but that first period was a little rough on the Ducks and it was really all John Gibson that was able to keep that team in it. 15 for 15 in the net, an outstanding performance. We saw some classic John Gibson saves in that period, too. That fight between Ross Johnston and Kevin Ball definitely sparking something. That's something I talked about with Emerson just a little bit ago in that last segment. But there was just some moments where I was a bit worried just in watching New Jersey's transition game. They are so fast on that, and they were able to generate a lot of shots off of it. So the fact that John Gibson was making those quick saves, he had some really big ones, especially one that we did not highlight in the replay, but he had a big one on Eric Halla's one-timer. It happened because Jackson Cone had a turnover that Halla was able to intercept and have that one-timer on Gibson. Fantastic point-blank save. Really, thanks John Gibson for that first period. And we know that he did end up leaving the game as he was under the weather, as we were told. Lukasz Dostal stepping in, not missing a beat, keeping the Ducks right in the game, not giving up any goals, and finishing out the game for John Gibson in the net. So definitely good to see. And we hope that John Gibson is feeling better after tonight. Moving into that second period of play, the Ducks get started on the power play, which was good to see, as New Jersey, you could tell, they were getting a little frustrated throughout this game. And specifically, Jack Hughes, he was feeling a little frustrated. We saw Ross Johnston come in, give him a little shove, kind of ask him what's up after Jack Hughes had gotten a penalty, drew a penalty with what he did with Pavel Minchikov in that first period. So the tensions were kind of building a little bit on the ice, but the Ducks kept their cool. And that was great to see in this game tonight. They were disciplined. They really did not give up too many opportunities, in the sense that they did give up five, but the penalty kill was 5 for 5 tonight. They stayed in it. And against the league's top power play, that is good to see. So we're going to talk more about this game in New Jersey after the break. So come back for more.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues.
For music.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go Go or ask your device to play Country A Go Go on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you for this final segment after the Ducks' 5-1 win over the New Jersey Devils. John Gibson in the net through two periods of play, making 18 saves on 19 shots before Lukasz Dostal stepped in, going 9 for 9 tonight. The power play going 1 for 5. Adam Henrique getting the lone goal there. The penalty kill, as I mentioned earlier, 5 for 5 against the league's best power play in New Jersey. Great stuff there. And 2 4-on-4 goals scored tonight for the Ducks. One of them was Adam Henrique's, the other Troy Terry. Really just great to see Troy Terry continuing to build that confidence ever since he got that goal recently. He has been playing much more like we've seen Troy Terry previously, and the goal he had tonight just showed that confidence straight up. He went through the neutral zone, taking it one-on-one and just putting it in the back of the net. That was great stuff from Troy Terry. All right, we received another message read from Buena Park. He said, so much good stuff tonight. The key to the game for me was keeping the game even after a first period. The Devils won territorially. Big kudos to Gibby here. The Ducks possessed the puck much more in the second and third periods and neutralized Jack Hughes and the Devils off the rush. Lacombe and Mintikov showed us their vision to make plays on the ice, and Troy Terry looks like he's back, playing with great confidence again. Let's close out this road trip with another team win. Hey, you took that right out of my mouth. Troy Terry playing with great confidence. I totally agree with that. Lacombe and Mintikov, I also agree on that end too. Pavel Mintikov really getting up on the plays tonight. Lacombe, yeah, he did have that turnover early in the game, but he certainly made up for it, especially talking about his vision on that pass over to Killorn, who was backdoor the wide open net, put it in the back of the net, helping to the Ducks score tonight and to their lead in general. And yeah, let's talk about that second and third period by Anaheim tonight. Just looking a lot stronger. And as Jakob Silverberg came on Duckstream and shared, he just thought that the team in general in the second period, the Ducks, were moving the puck a lot faster because of their communication on the ice. He shared that he felt that was part of the reason the team was moving quicker, moving the puck. And of course, that makes sense. When you're communicating, you're probably being more aware of what's going on around you, and that's helping the play move quicker and shutting down that transition game and not allowing New Jersey to get the puck. Turnovers were really limited tonight by Anaheim. So that all factored into this game. And of course, you know, as I mentioned, Jack Hughes getting a little frustrated. I think the game got a little chippy as it went on, but the Ducks really staying disciplined for the most part tonight. And I think that certainly helped them as a part of this win. So in that second period, let's talk about it. The Ducks holding New Jersey without a shot on goal early through that period. That was just an overall good sign for that. To start holding New Jersey off and just having a fast start for Anaheim in general. I mentioned Jackson Lacombe. Well, he had a really great play also in that second period that ended up leading to Adam Henrique's goal during the 4-on-4 play that was happening. Lacombe coming down, getting the puck as the New Jersey Devils were rushing in, just a one-on-one. Lacombe takes the puck. The Ducks take it back. They get their chance in the O-zone. Couple scoring chances before Adam Henrique gets the goal. And I don't think that all that sequence would have happened if Jackson Lacombe hadn't gotten the puck in the D-zone and helped with the Ducks' fast-paced transition back to the O-zone before they were able to have a couple chances. So that was really good to see from Lacombe. And hopefully we'll see some more of that too. The Ducks also, as I mentioned, just generally looking stronger in that second period, starting to control the game a little bit more. I mean, at that point, they were out shooting New Jersey 10-5 in that second period. And they did continue that in the third period. But overall, New Jersey, having that strong first period, did end up leading to why they were able to outshoot the Ducks overall. But the performance, as I mentioned, by John Gibson in the net was a huge part of this game. So hopefully he's feeling better. But Lukáš Dostál, absolutely cannot overlook what he was able to come in and do, especially when you're sitting there watching the game, not exactly expecting to go in the game. I'm sure there was some communication at some point that told Dostál, hey, you might have to go into the game. He's not feeling well. So he had a short amount of time to turn around and get ready on the ice against a very fast, as we said, New Jersey team. But at that point, the Ducks really were controlling the game, and they were able to hold on to that through this one. Also, 3 4-on-4s in this game, and the Ducks capitalizing on two of them. Good stat there from this one to just show how the Ducks were able to control a lot of this game. And as I mentioned, of course, we have to congratulate Adam Henrique once again on that hat trick. Great. Awesome for him in this one tonight. And something that Emerson mentioned during the end of the broadcast, a word that he used about this game, just watching the Ducks play, simplicity. They played simple hockey in this, and that was a big reason that they were able to come out with this win. After that game on Friday, I was really fired up. If you were listening to the post-game show, I was really fired up after that loss to the Rangers. Frustrated. I know that you guys were feeling that too. I know the team was feeling that, especially as the team was halfway through the road trip now. This was the third game tonight of four on this road trip. They just seemed to come out with a different mentality, a different step in their play, and that spark that we've been looking for. And they did catch, like I mentioned, New Jersey on the back end of a back-to-back, so having to capitalize on that. So awesome by the Ducks tonight to finally get back in the win column, and now they are going to head to Detroit tomorrow to take on the Red Wings, a 4 p.m. game for us on the West Coast, and then that game will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern time at Little Caesars Arena. The Red Wings have looked good this year. They were one of those teams that was kind of in the mix. Was it going to be the Sabres? Was it going to be the Red Wings? Was it going to be the Senators? Which team would rise to the occasion this year? And for the most part, it has kind of seemed like it's been the Red Wings. Obviously, they now have Patrick Kane, and he's building some chemistry with his former guy, Alex DeBrincat. They played together in Chicago. So I'm excited for that game tomorrow just to see how the Ducks are able to fare against the Detroit Red Wings and feed off this win and energy tonight and bring that same energy into tomorrow. So, also, one last thing, my final quack for tonight's post-game show. I liked the mix-up in the line combinations tonight, and I think that was part of a reason the Ducks kind of came into this game a little differently. No Leo Carlson, as we mentioned, just on his development plan. Team without a lot of other faces, but the lines, this was probably the most different, at least on the front end, that they've looked all season. The back end stayed the same, but I thought just Adam Henrique playing with Brett Leeson, Frank Vatrano, that was a little bit different on that second line. Ryan Strome playing center in the middle and Troy Terry out on the wing, Alex Killorn on the other wing. I just like it. I think it was a good move and the team really needed a change, and that could have been a factor in tonight's win, just a different sense of energy around the group. So that's my final quack for tonight, and thank you for listening to the post-game show here on Duckstream. We'll have the Ducks and Devils replay coming up after the break, and make sure to come back tomorrow for the second half of the Ducks back-to-back in Detroit, a 4 p.m. game. We will have pregame for you at 3:30 right here on Duckstream. Once again, thank you for listening to Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as a pain.
To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of.
Thank God I get to
TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 Music. At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the rail and he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.